This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States is backing out of a global arms trade treaty. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Trump made the announcement during his speech to the gun rights group, the National Rifle Association.
The treaty regulates international trade in conventional weapons and has been waiting Senate ratification since President Obama signed it in 2013.
We're taking our signature back.
President Trump making the announcement during a speech to the NRA, which says the treaty threatens the Second Amendment. He says Democrats threaten it as well.
You let these maniacs get into office, they will take that right away.
Urging NRA members to vote Republican. The group was key to his 2016 election, but has been limping toward 2020, divided and diminished. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump's speech came after a U.S. federal judge sentenced a Russian gun rights proponent to 18 months in prison for conspiring with a senior Russian official to infiltrate the NRA. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
Maria Butina admitted to trying to infiltrate and gather intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other conservative U.S. political groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. She pled guilty to a single charge, conspiracy to act as an unregistered foreign agent, as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. Butina has been jailed since her arrest in July of last year, and with credit for time served, will spend another 9 months behind bars. The judge also ordered she be deported upon completing her sentence. Butina said she was ashamed and embarrassed by her actions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, all three major indices rose slightly on Friday as Intel's weak results put the technology sector under pressure, and the energy index tumbled along with the price of oil. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena said on Friday that police are looking for 140 people believed to have links with the Islamic State group over the Easter Sunday attacks on churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. A Sri Lankan military spokesman says soldiers exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in the island's eastern province as part of the ongoing investigation. Authorities found a stock of explosives and other raw materials used to manufacture bombs. Police also seized clothing and flags linked to the Islamic State group, gel ignite sticks, iron balls, drones, and at least one suicide vest during the raid. Officials say local militants with ties to the Islamic State group conducted the series of suicide bombings on Easter Sunday at churches and luxury hotels in and around Colombo and the seaside village of Batacaloa. Cyclone Kenneth smashed into northern Mozambique, leaving one person dead Friday, barely a month after another superstorm hit the center of the country, devastating the area and leaving hundreds dead. Kenneth descended on Mozambique just weeks after the country was smashed by Cyclone Idai, which the UN labeled as one of the deadliest storms on record in the southern hemisphere. Jens Laerke is a UN spokesman.
Cyclone Kenneth may require a major new humanitarian operation at the same time that the ongoing Cyclone Idai response targeting 3 million people in three countries remain critically underfunded.
Officials have warned that Cyclone Kenneth could be even stronger than Idai as it targets an area that is not used to such storms. Officials in Colorado say at least four people died after a semi-truck hauling lumber plowed into vehicles on Interstate 70, causing a fire so intense it melted the roadway. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Police had to wait until daylight to confirm the number of dead.
It is true carnage there, as far as the debris, what's left of cars and trucks and the cargo.
Lakewood Police spokesman Ty Countryman says a truck driver has been arrested. Addison Norby was involved in the crash.
So I hit the gas, and honestly, I don't know how it happened, but one space opened up and I went right through that. I don't remember anything after we got hit in the side once and in the back twice.
Police say there's no indication the crash was intentional, and the truck driver arrested has been cooperative. I'm Ed Donahue.
And U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden raised $6.3 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign, providing a stronger showing than any of his rivals. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.